And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Art Association has an exhibit on display now called Put a Cork in It. There will be a reception this coming Sunday to end their silent auction. And you can see the exhibit Put a Cork in It as well. That reception will be Sunday afternoon at the Lafayette Art Association Gallery at 106 East St. Mary Boulevard. For more information, you can stop by their website. And the Hilliard University Art Museum just had an opening for several new exhibits that are on display now. A collection of Louisiana artists called Louisiana Voices, Six Artists Speak to Us. That's Troy Duga, Amy Guidry, Linda Dotrill, Marjorie Pearson, Melissa Bona, and Lisa Osborne. Other exhibits include Louisiana watercolorist Ken Katara, who is originally from Lake Charles, and in Gallery A, Rhyme and Reason, The Art of Sean Major. These will be up for the most part through December 8th. You can visit the museum at any time. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Their website is museum.louisiana.edu for more information about the exhibits and special activities going on at the museum. The Friends of the Lafayette Public Library opened their fall book sale yesterday. It will run through Thursday at the Hyman Convention Center Ballroom. That's at 1373 South College Road. Books are priced by the inch. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette present improv theater to Theater 810 tonight and tomorrow evening. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810. That telephone number is area code 337-484-0172. Tomorrow evening at the South Regional Library Meeting Room, there will be a special program called Cajun Healing Traditions, Traiteurs. Alan Simon will be there discussing the traiteur traditions that have been handed down. He will share his own personal experience as a traiteur in Acadiana and talk about the history of this folk healing tradition. That will be Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30 in the South Regional Library Meeting Room. For more information, please call them. In Lake Charles tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening, an evening of poetry and prose with Patrice Melnick and Eric Cormier. That will be at Stellar Beans. Doors open at 6:30 and the readings begin at 7. On Thursday evening in Lake Charles, a free lecture entitled Hearth of the Sky, Conceptions of Time and Space Among the Ancient Maya. That will be in Stokes Auditorium on the McNeese campus at 6 o'clock. The lecture is by David Ouyette, who is an art history professor. In Gran Coteau on Thursday, a multilingual open mic at Casa Azul. It's a free event. If you speak another language or can read another language, you can share poems, songs, and stories in different languages. That program will be from 7 until 9:30 at Casa Azul in Gran Coteau. The Eunice Players Theater presents On Golden Pond. There will be a dinner theater tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, and then evening performances will be at the theater September 20th through the 29th. For more information, you can call the Eunice Players Theater or go to their Facebook page or website, which is eunicplayers.blogspot.com. A lecture on Indonesian gamelan music called Sculpting the World in Sound, Symbol and Meaning in Gamelan Music. That lecture will be by Dr. Michael Bacan, a professor of ethnomusicology. He'll be speaking on the UL campus this Friday from 10 a.m. until 11 in Angel Hall, room 153. Downtown Alive will feature Soul Track Mine in Park International this coming Friday. The original play Promises by Germaine Warner continues at Cité des Arts through this weekend. You can call Cité for reservations. And the Louisiana Choral Foundation in Lake Charles, their Masterworks Chorale will launch their season with a dinner musical review titled Louisiana, the Brightest Star. That's Friday, September 21st at 6 p.m. For more information, call them or go to their website, which is lachoral.org. And musical chefs Roddy Romero and Pat Mold will be giving a special workshop at Vermilionville this Saturday, September 22nd. You can learn how to prepare shrimp, crab, and poached egg fricassee with Roddy Romero from the Hub City All-Stars and Creole potato salad with Chef Pat Mold. That's a part of Louisiana Folk Roots. These will be at Vermilionville this Saturday, 11 to 2 p.m. For more information, please call Louisiana Folk Roots or go to their website. The Gaines Center and the UL Creative Writing Program will present a special reading this Saturday, September 22nd at 3:30 in the Gaines Center in Dupre Library. Tracy Brimhall of Western Michigan University will be reading from her work. It is a free program and open to everyone. The Skyliners Big Band will hold one of their dances this Saturday, September 22nd. It's their fourth dance of the season at the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center in Lafayette, 7:30 to 11. Tickets will be available at the door. The Skyliners are a nonprofit organization that have been preserving and performing big band and dance music for 60 years in Lafayette. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will open its 28th concert season this Saturday, September 22nd, in the Hyman Center. The concert starts at 7:30. It is called Four Corners of Europe and features a Hungarian violinist as their guest artist, Gyula Stuhler, and we'll be speaking with them later on this week about that performance. Deborah Monroe will be reading in Lake Charles this Saturday, September 22nd. She will be reading as a part of the McNeese Creative Writing Program in the Stream Alumni Center Saturday at 7:30. And the Kane Fire Film Series presents the film Girl, Mom,